Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Davenport Mayor Jason Gordon delivered his first State of the City address on Thursday at the Putnam Museum and Science Center under the theme of A New Day in Davenport. The first-term mayor highlighted efforts to engage more with residents and include them in the decision-making process.
This is not the city of 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or even a year ago. The momentum we feel pushing us forward is real. We are responsive and approachable. Better streets, great parks, healthy neighborhoods. We're just getting started.
Gordon also announced the city has completed its recruitment of a new police chief and plans to announce the choice in the next few days. John Deere is recalling 20 employees to its Davenport Works facility. The Moline-based farming equipment manufacturer is also hiring 30 people at its Dubuque Works facility following the completion of employee callbacks. Since January, the company has called back or hired more than 400 employees in Iowa and Illinois. According to the company, the personnel increase is due to growing demand in construction and forestry operations at both facilities. John Deere laid off thousands of Iowa and Illinois workers in recent years as the global agriculture industry struggled. The city of East Moline is updating residents on its major initiative to improve the city's drinking water. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more on an open house held last night.
At a cost of over $20 million with State of Illinois help, the city is replacing all lead and galvanized service lines, mainly for homes built before 1986, and upgrading the water treatment process to reduce the risk of lead in drinking water. These improvements are part of East Moline's Get the Lead Out program, a multi-year effort focused on protecting public health and modernizing essential water infrastructure. On Thursday, residents could learn how upcoming water treatment changes may temporarily impact water in homes and businesses, look up their address to see when service line replacement is planned, understand the line replacement process and what to expect during construction, and get tips on how to reduce potential exposure to lead in water. Brianna Huber, the city water filtration director, said every community in the country is required by the EPA to make these changes, with the Illinois EPA requiring service line replacement within 10 years.
Every municipality in the United States, if they have lead or galvanized service lines, are going to be aiming to replace them. East Moline has chosen to take a rather aggressive schedule. A lot of utilities are aiming for maybe 10 or 15 years to replace them, and we just really wanted to knock it out as quickly as we could so that we could, protect our community better.
For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Four Libertarian candidates are facing challenges from Iowa Republicans over whether they can stay on the ballot this November. Challenges against 3rd District candidate Marco Battaglia include a claim that his paperwork is inconsistent because it doesn't use his legal name, Mark T. Anderson. The challenges were brought by a Republican strategist and a member of Congressman Zach Nunn's staff. Stephanie Berlin is the chair of the Libertarian Party of Iowa. She says the Libertarian candidate has appeared on the ballot as Marco Battaglia in previous elections.
I am appalled at the clear partisanship that is happening right now and the bullying to remove a free and fair election for Iowans.
The Libertarian candidates for governor are being challenged for slight discrepancies in paperwork and a missing document. Second District Congressional candidate Rick Stewart faces a challenge for stating his name is Rick on a form and Richard on others. An objection panel is set to review the challenges on Monday. Iowa State law enforcement is investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting in Ottumwa on Wednesday. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, an officer with the U.S. Marshals Service shot and killed Michael Zurek while attempting to serve an arrest warrant around noon. The 31-year-old died at the scene. No law enforcement officers were injured. The deputy who fired their weapon during the altercation has been placed on administrative leave in accordance with U.S. Marshals Service policy. Findings from the investigation conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and Ottumwa Police will be provided to the Wapello County Attorney and Iowa Attorney General for review.
And this is WVIK News.